well.
It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back. And we have Lowell Ponte here. And, of course, it's 9/11. And your article is pretty prescient. It kind of covers a lot of groundwork of, you know, where is America going? For example, will America soon fall like ancient Rome? I'd like you to go through your analysis, and we're going to kind of start looking into a perspective of how this ties into things like the event 18 years ago today, 9/11, announced 10 years to the earlier by George Bush Sr. George Bush's brother, Marvin Bush, was handling the security for the building, which, by the way, was not done by Muslims, but by an internal demolition contracted to the SAD, or Special Activity Division of the CIA. They used contract, so-called pilots, to actually pretend that they actually could fly these wide-body jets at very accurate speeds into the side of the buildings without the idea of drones in the building to actually homing devices to allow it to home. But even simulation of a building like the World Trade Center, they simulate when they were building it, the original builder, that the building wouldn't fall. It would only break down the outside, you want to call it like a net of the building, because the inside support was from the inside core of the building. So the World Trade Center, more than 45% plus of the debris was not even a debris pile. It fell at free fall speed. I have the U.S. geological data, which indicated isotopes like 55 times higher level of tritium in Building 6. I tried to do radiation toxicology with neutron spectroscopy because of a background in nuclear physics and chemistry. And 3.5 years ago, the last lab I've tried in the Western world was Tokyo. And the U.S. State Department told the lab in Tokyo, you're not even allowed to talk to Dr. Deagle, let alone do the lab test. I've tried labs in Germany, Britain, Europe, all over the place, South Africa. All of them have turned me down over the last number of years. I did my presentation first, presenting my thesis in 2007 in Vancouver 9/11 Truth Conference. So I was the ex-examiner of the Murrah Building, which was demolished as well with advanced high explosives, including micronukes, RDX high explosive cord, and C4 pineapples. And the fact is that 9/11 was an inside job. It wasn't done by Muslims, as much as people want to have this Muslim, you know, global threat. The fact is that we don't deal with Islam correctly, and therefore we create a disaster. In fact, we even founded Al-Qaeda, and the chief agent who was operating and setting up Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan was Tim Osman, otherwise a.k.a. Osama bin Laden, who is also the senior engineer on the Saudi Arabian largest military base, air base, outside the United States at a cost of $55 billion. The chief engineer was Osama bin Laden. People don't know that he had an engineering degree. So, things are pretty bizarre, but they're even more bizarre in reality than what people think, aren't they?
Well, they are indeed, and from my point of view, when you look at how the left in particular is trying to herd people, the objective seems to be to move people into larger and larger cities.
Right.
I mean, if you had said to someone a few thousand years ago, we're going to have one building, and in theory, if that building is hit at the right hour of the day, it can kill 10,000 people by hitting one building.
Right.
They would scratch their heads and say, how in the world, why in the world would you put 10,000 people into one place? Doesn't that make a tempting target for terrorism, especially by poison gas, explosives, whatever?
Right.
And of course it does. I mean, at this moment in time, when we see the potential of little people handling very large weapons, the rational thing to do would be to create as much decentralism as possible.
Right.
So that people are working all across the country, they have their own autonomous power supplies, their own autonomous food. I mean, if terrorists had tried to hit America back in its revolutionary era, it would have been quite a challenge, because the average American lived out on a farm. He grew his own food. He had his own well supplying his own water. He shot his own game. He was autonomous in weaponry. He was quite self-sufficient in almost everything.
Right.
And as a result, if terrorists tried to take down a society like that, they would have to take them down almost one family at a time.
Right.
They couldn't just hit a few key targets. They couldn't hit one city and destroy the entire thing. My goodness, I remember back when I did think tank work, One of the working scenarios we studied were the NEST scenarios, the National Entity Survival Scenarios. The point being, if you were to give me 25 or 30 people who were even modestly trained as terrorists, I could shut down the city of Los Angeles for you. It would be as simple as pie.
Right.
I mean, that city is so vulnerable, so open to attack, so easily shut down. And you have in that city a populace of people who have never known water not to be there when they flushed the toilet or when they turned on the tap to get a drink, never slept a night without a nightlight on, so they're still afraid of the dark, never had more than 4 days' supply of food in their house at any one time, and who don't know the neighbor who lives four doors away from them. All they know about him is he's probably got a gun. I mean, it is a perfect picture of a destabilizable society.
Right.
All you have to do is turn off the electricity, which is easy as pie in Los Angeles. Turn off the four major water aqueducts, and you've shut down the city.
Let me explain a couple of ways to knock out the power, and this is not to analyze and give terrorist ideas.
This is without NEST, by the way.
Yeah, you can just basically go along with a bunch of shotguns to... Yeah, you can do an EMP, but you can even hack in from, say, Bulgaria, the power grid. But you can just go along with shotguns and knock down a couple of the distribution networks with just shotguns. Just get out your truck and boom, boom, boom. If you hit it with an EMP from space, let's say in near space, you only need something like a fishing boat 300 miles off the coast and fire up 100,000 feet of about a 3 kiloton EMP weapon, and you wouldn't hear a pop, and all of a sudden your cell phones wouldn't work, the power grid would go down. And when the UHF transformers are blown, they're not coming back. They're done. And we have 10,000 in America, but there's only 200 production per year. And most of that production is now in China. It's not here in America. So if the Chinese don't want to sell us any, we're tough, out of luck. Now, the human population, I have simulation, war game simulation documents from Australia, Canada, and the United States over 20 years ago. And they calculated out that within 6 months, 90% of the population would be dead from starvation, dehydration, diarrhea, violence, including even cannibalism. And people say, oh, no, Dr. Deagle. I said, you know, we've actually set up society to fail. We've purposely set it up. And all you need is a coronal mass ejection from the sun, which will last for hours, not just a couple of seconds, like a CME from an EMP weapon or a cyber attack, and society dies. Now, if you hit a military base with a hypersonic cruise missile or a military site like Langley, Virginia. If you hit a main site like our Navy, our nuclear Navy is always in Norfolk, Virginia. And they moved it out, by the way, because they thought that Storm Dorian was going to hit there. But our society is purposely set up to actually fail. Even in societies like Communist Society Russia, they actually have underground, you know, bomb shelters from nuclear fallout and explosion. And it's the law in Soviet Russia that you actually can't have a home or an apartment without a bomb shelter. It's also the same thing in Switzerland. You have to have a home with a bomb shelter, which is why their homes are expensive. But our society is not designed. We had a food supply for the nation up to the early 1980s, and that food supply was discontinued. I'm not sure which president was president at the time, but they discontinued it. So we don't even have gruel to distribute to people if we're starving to death. For example, if something happened, let's say the ozone layer went poof, and all of a sudden all the crops worldwide or in a great section of the world died, just 1 hour a day, 1 hour of ozone destruction, then it reconstitutes itself at 1 p.m. after a 12 noon destruction, all your crops fail. All the fields turn white as they've been fried with ozone, with ultraviolet light from space, near space, and guess what? You get mass starvation and people don't know, even our distribution networks are dependent on the internet. I mean... I don't know how, you know, this takes stupid to a new level, doesn't it?
Well, and the levels are very complex when you get into them. For example, we did store vast amounts of food, and we gave away vast amounts of food. I remember as a little kid going over to the factory where my father was a division head, and they had entire warehouses full to the roof with grains like millet.
Right.
They were just being stored there. They'd store them for a few years, then they'd take them out to sea and dump them.
You're kidding.
And they'd fill them up again with millet. The point is, look what happens if you're talking about the third world. One of the most cruel, vicious, and cynical things we did in the third world was we gave away food. We had all these programs like CARE, in which we would sail into the ports of Egypt, and we would just give away all the food people wanted. Truckloads or boatloads and boatloads of grain, for instance. Now, you might think that's a wonderfully humane thing to do, right? But, of course, what does giving away food do? It immediately puts the farmers in the country out of business.
Right.
Because they can't compete with somebody giving away free food. They can't sell their food for enough to justify the work of growing it. And so what you do is you leave these countries utterly dependent on the next shipment of free U.S. food.
Oh.
So, in other words, you're creating welfare dependence the same way that in California, for example, they have gathered one-third of all the welfare recipients in the United States. What happens to them? They're incapable of work, effectively. They're incapable of supporting themselves. What happens to them if suddenly the welfare check isn't there on Monday? Or their welfare credit card isn't there on Monday?
Wow.
Then you have a society of a whole lot of people who are just helpless, greedy, and believe they're entitled to whatever they want, including the food that you may have stored in your house next door.
Wow.
But one thing they know is they're not going to work for it. They're not going to buy it. They don't have the means to buy it. So they're just going to take whatever food they can from anyone they can. And if you look at the average supermarket in, say, Southern California, I'm just using that as an example, they have at most a four-day supply by normal purchase pattern. What happens? There was a moment at which Johnny Carson was still doing the Tonight Show, and one night, just for fun, he made a joke about how there was going to be a shortage of toilet paper in the country. And as a result, for the next 4 months, there was a shortage because everyone ran to the store, bought all the toilet paper they could find, and took it home.
Wow.
Leaving no... I mean, toilet paper would get in, and 15 minutes later, it would all be gone in the store, waiting for the next shipment. Well, now imagine that happening to every kind of food in the store. Everything would be gone in a matter of minutes. You would have, as you say, a relatively unstable society. Now, my column, though it was not about 9/11, 9/11 was in many ways a consequence of the kind of society we have been building, a society of high dependence, of people who really are not doing anything that is directly related to survival.
Right.
To putting aside medical goods or foodstuffs or things they might actually need in an emergency.
Right.
They just assume everything will always be there. And so they go ahead and make some kind of junk or act as merchandisers for Chinese junk in the United States, whatever. But the point is they're not doing anything that really advances the survival potential of the country. They're just creating a kind of artificial, often financialized economy that has a lot of juggled paperwork and so on, and a lot of people getting a lot of dollars. But what is a dollar worth if there's nothing there for it to buy?
Right.
And that's the kind of society we are perilously close to. Now, therefore, I was implicitly writing about that when I did a piece Sunday in WorldNet Daily.
Uh-huh.
Called Will America Soon Fall Like Ancient Rome? I know
right.
This analogy's often been made. I brought it up because an old friend of mine, James Fallows, who used to be Jimmy Carter's chief speechwriter, did a piece in the Atlantic Monthly on how, gee, the U.S. is beginning to fall the way ancient Rome did, but don't worry, the fall of Rome wasn't as bad as it now used to be advertised.
Yeah, I remember you mentioned that in your article. Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, it was just a matter of people who were centralized in Rome itself, deciding to move out to the country or to join little collective farm gatherings out in the country that happened to be built around a castle, and the lord of the castle would protect the people who worked there and so on. And voila, in a few hundred years, you had feudalism instead
right.
of the old Roman kind of society. Well, it's not as simple as Jim suggested, but it indicates where we may be heading.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance by Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back, and please continue. This is a 9/11 special, and again, this article is really prescient because the conditions that arose at 9/11, where they pulled out, say, Bank of Nova Scotia Gold, there were people notified to not be in the building, so there were only around 3,000 people killed immediately. The number of dead is increasing dramatically. I'm still a doctor for a number of first responders, including EMTs, firefighters, and firefighter chiefs. I'm still their doctor from 9/11. They were exposed to toxic materials from the demolition of the building, as well as asbestos and heavy metals, because everything that was paramagnetic was exploded because it was primarily demolished with micro-nukes that hit anything paramagnetic, including people, concrete, aluminum, step-down transformers, and so for cell phone towers. And everything was actually literally turned to an atomic vapor 50 thousandths of a second. People need to understand what happened at 9/11. Has probably killed 75,000 people after 9/11, and is affecting a third of a million people who are exposed to heavy metal and radiotoxins and so on, that are permanently changing the pathway of their health and the shortening of their life. Please continue, because I think really America is being set up to fail, isn't it? And again, it's from my impression, the knowledge I have from my sources, is that they want eventually America to surrender to a world government after, let's say, an EMP attack or something else. And they want to make sure that America doesn't have a way of surviving whatever's coming, right?
Or if we survive at all, we'll survive as a third world feudal society.
Right.
Which is what the third world now is, in which the average American will make about as much money as the average peasant in India or Africa.
Right. You know, I don't think people understand what's going on, do they? And they don't understand that Donald Trump is basically, I think, you know, just like King Darius of Persia, who's on the half shekel now, I think he is called, I don't think he's fully aware of everything. In fact, I don't think he's aware of weather modification and prevention technology or space missile defense, etc. But I think he is called to actually intervene, and we're hoping that we can get through to Trump, because if he was aware of all the things I know that are classified and my colleagues, and we had solutions to a lot of the problems, everything would be different. The financial system would be different. We wouldn't be messing around with the Fed Reserve. We wouldn't be trying to intervene in, you know, with 700 bases around the world. We would negotiate and properly block, for example, Muslim migration to America and Europe, which is destroying these countries. We would probably completely different with our allowing intellectual property to be stolen by China, which I know is a big problem. And our dealing with borders would be completely different, and people overstaying their visas, or the almost half million Chinese scientists and engineers are actually just walking lockstep away with America's intellectual property. I don't think anything that's being done by our politicians is correct. Trump tries to nibble at the edges of it, but because they drag out Muellergate, he lost the House, which is basically blocking everything he could do to fix things, wanting to improve the tax situation for the middle class and the lower classes, which, by the way, hasn't had an increase in the actual spendable income in 40 years in, say, California or in America. The poor people, now even the young people, are considerably poorer than when I went to medical school back 46 years ago, 1973. So what I see happening is a degradation of society. I don't see it advancing. I see the bubble economy blowing, but it's ready to pop. I see America kind of trying to negotiate with some hard negotiator idiots like Pompeo, but they're not dealing with on a financial level of how to deal with Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea and Venezuela. And in many cases, the actions we have taken have actually destroyed the local economy. For example, when you destroy the economy of Venezuela, most of the decent people leave, and the only people stay are the ones that support Maduro. Everything we've done basically is what I call bass ackwards. How's that? Do you like that?
Oh, that's certainly appropriate. Now, what do we have? This is going to be the first major national election in which baby boomers will no longer be the key voters, but millennials. They are now the majority generation. They're the generation, a third of whom still live in mom and dad's basement. They are desperately late buying their first home, getting their first job with any credible income, starting to have babies. They are drastically low in the number of babies they're going to have. They stand to be utterly ruined if there is an economic collapse now, because they don't have enough savings to survive much of anything. They are an right. almost doomed generation. And they're being told, well, you don't have to suffer this. You don't have to wind up as low man on the totem pole. We'll have socialism. We'll take the wealth away from the doctor bills and so on and give it to you.
Yeah, but, you know, there's a thing called addiction to opium. And I'm not talking about the drug. I'm talking about other people's money. And you mentioned this in your books. And, by the way, how do they get your books? Because you and Craig Smith have written 7 books now. And if they call this number, they'll get the books free. So please go ahead.
Well, the immediate book they can get free is Money, Morality, and the Machine. By the way, Craig Smith, with whom I've written 7 books, you see him every week on with Neil Cavuto on Fox Business.
Right.
But a copy of our book, you want it? We'll be happy to send it to you. We'll pay the postage and everything. It will not cost you a penny. Just by calling a toll-free number, 800-630-1492, like the Air Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 800-630-1492, and we'll give you that number again before the show is over. But this is why, even after World War II and this attempt to create a global government system, which is still what the various anti-Trump conservatives are advocates of and what the left is advocating, some kind of world government that the economic winner of the Nobel Prize, Friedrich von Hayek, called The Road to Serfdom in his most famous book. So we are on a road back to serfdom. That's what this socialism is all about. It is not a progressive philosophy. It is reactionary. It is going to take us back 1,000 years to when people worked as peasants for the lord of the castle who ruled them and for the knights in shining armor who were there. But at least it was a decentralized system. At least when the plague came, it didn't kill everybody. Now, it's interesting to ponder what might have been in history. As it turned out, the Black Plague killed, what, more than a third of Europe, of the people in Europe, when it came in the Middle Ages. But a whole lot of people, and you can read about this in the Decameron, for example, by Boccaccio, fled to their country estates, got away from the cities, and the ones who did generally survived. They didn't catch the plague. So a lot of people survived, too. But what would happen? Or a science fiction writer, Kim Stanley Robinson, the fellow who wrote Green Mars, Red Mars, Blue Mars, a left-wing science fiction writer, he wrote another novel called The Years of Rice and Salt, contemplating what would have happened if the plague had instead killed 99% of the people in Europe. So that Christendom, the Christendom of the Roman Empire, the power and centralized philosophy of the Roman Empire, what if that had all been just wiped off the map of history by the plague killing everybody so that Europe became an irrelevancy? What would have happened then? What would the world have become like? And his hypothesis in that novel was that basically the entire future would have been a contest between other powers, China versus India, for example, Buddhism versus Islam, capitalism, individualism, Christendom, those would have been wiped out of history. And we'd have had totally different forces shaping our world today.
Yeah.
There would have been no American Revolution because there would have been no America as we know it. There would have been no European Enlightenment. No individualist values, no idea of individual freedom or liberty. It would have just all disappeared in history.
Wow.
And we'd have had a very different world. Now, that's one possibility. There, of course, is another possibility from Rome. And that is, rather than just collapsing at the threat of, the usual threat, I should say. You know, Rome fell because of, pick your poison, disintegrating morals, politically debased money, corrupt welfare state, high taxes and regulation, polarizing politicians who pit people against each other, culture diluted by a flood of unpatriotic foreigners who began moving into the borderlands of the empire, and so on. All of that happened to them, much as it's happening to us today. And they had the other usual medical problems that you're so aware of. My favorite analysis, for example, what happened to Rome? Well, Rome had a ruling upper class. And in the upper class, it became fashionable to eat off a particular kind of tableware, a tableware made of lead, believe it or not. And so the rich people would eat their acidic foods off lead tableware. The young children would get their brains filled with lead from doing that. That would cut their IQ way down, the same way the millennial IQ is down 4 to 6 points today. And you would just see the upper class of society that ran things disintegrate. But that didn't have to be. Now, for example, suppose the Romans had made one key decision a little bit different. First century AD, in Roman-controlled Alexandria, Egypt, named for Alexander the Great, there were a number of inventors, notable among them Heron or Hero, the Greek inventor. How good was he? He developed the first working steam engine in the history of the world. He had created a steam engine that could open doors and do all kinds of amazing things for people, but he treated it as a kind of glorified toy. Now, suppose Roman engineers had looked at that and decided, let's take that seriously. Let's see what we can do with that. They could have had their first motor vehicles, the first Stanley steamers, as it were, and in fact, the basis of the whole first industrial age 2,000 years ago. And with that much technological power, Rome would have been impervious to almost any attack.
Interesting.
It could have sent machines against the invading enemies and so on. It would have been an astonishing empire 2,000 years ahead of its time. But instead, we had 1,000 years of dark ages, of superstition, of primitive beliefs, of crude beginnings of enlightenment.
Primitive beliefs like a flat earth and stuff like that.
Yeah, so I mean, what are we missing today, for example, the thought of Dr. Bill, that might push us suddenly 1,000 or 2,000 years beyond where we are overnight? That is certainly possible.
Well, one of the things that I noticed after doing this now, Clear Channel 20 years ago and Prophecy Club 1999, 20 years ago, in the mid-90s, before I went to Prophecy Club, I had a show on Clear Channel Wednesday night. And 14 and a half years now on Genesis, RBN, and Rents Network, and now here on CRN Talk Radio Network. We have our show also rebroadcast on radio.co, our own station, over in the UK. We also have put every social media on YouTube. But I notice a dearth of people tough enough to call in and ask tough questions. Now, I even beg people to even just email me questions, and I'll read it on air. But the problem I see is a society that doesn't want to pursue the truth because the truth is basically framed in a series of really good questions rather than thinking they have the answer. If you think they have the answer, it's just like 9/11, you know. I'm just looking at an article here, a New York Times update story deletes tweet saying airplanes took aim at Twin Towers on 9/11. You know, the fact is they did a kinetic energy study to see if airplanes could knock down the towers back before they even built them. And the primitive kind of analysis said, no, there's not enough kinetic energy to knock the towers down. Yet there's no steel building that dissolves from burning drapes and carpet and other things. And so how could it possibly fall at free fall speed unless the tower would actually turn into an atomic vapor and then had nothing to resist its fall? But the fact is people don't want to ask those questions. And what I see is that people want to attack the messenger. I had a gentleman who wrote an article called A Prophet in Clayton Park in 2008. When I was back in Nova Scotia visiting my mother before she died in her early 80s. And the guy never interviewed me. I don't know who he interviewed, but he actually tried to, you know, he talked about the religious side, rather than the fact that I'm a whistleblower. I was the ex-examiner of the Murrow Building in 1995. And when I got one of the guys that the Five Guys told, his commanding or superior people when he was at a bar near Fort Carson. They basically court-martialed him, and they called me into the boardroom at St. Francis Hospital, and I got fired and death threats. So I said, and being Mr. Tough Deagle, okay, I said, you're going to give me a letter of reference and $50,000 in cash by the next day. And if you come within 500 miles of me and my family, I have friends in Delta Force and Special Op now, and I'll take you out, Major Swinder, and you board members, because I know where you sleep. The next day, I got the letter of reference and the $50,000 in cash. Now, people say, well, why aren't you, like other wellness functional medicine doctors, dead? Because there's a dark side to Deagle that you do not want to cross me, medical, legally, or otherwise. And the fact is that I don't get enough people to ask me tough questions. I grieve over the fact that someday I'm not going to be here. I grieve over the fact that our society is deteriorating, and even under Trump, who's a good guy, he's a pre-Christian, he's still screwing up with 5G network, 6G, with Mick Mulvaney doing a little dance, recycle toxic water, and his handling of things is not up to par being Trump. But the demon rats, the Democrats, are over the top. Slavery and slavers, right?
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing Nutri Complete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutraMedical every day. Stephen Kimber wrote this article in 2008 up as a journalist from Dalhousie in Halifax, Nova Scotia, wrote an article attacking me. He never interviewed me. I mean, why didn't he even just ask me if I was a whistleblower or what happened? But he didn't.
They're coming back.
He's supposed to. So we're coming back, and I'm hoping I'll get a call back after 18 years tomorrow with Steve Kimber, who wrote that article, a prophet in Clayton Park. And, of course, I wonder who he interviewed. He certainly didn't interview me. But the fact is, even if you just looked at the science part of this, without the religious part, you'd have to say, look, well, if Deagle, if you had classified clearance, and if you took care of the Murrah building, and the same kind of demolition was there, and you've had blocking of your ability to do a scientific testing of the debris from the World Trade Center, of a thesis that's now pushed forward positively by architects and engineers for 9/11, and proven, in fact, that it's a plausible thing that the building was actually demolished not by being struck by higher impact aircraft, but was demolished with explosives inside the building. I mean, I've interviewed people that were inside the building that were actually explosions from the basement that stripped the skin off people even before the so-called aircraft struck the building. So what people need to start understanding here is what happened with George Bush Jr. and his brother Marvin Bush, who was actually the security officer for the building, and George Bush Sr., who announced 10 years before, we have a cabal of satanic, luciferic, evil SOBs who actually engineered the demolition of the World Trade Center towers because they were condemned environmentally hazardous buildings. It was going to cost more than $2 billion per floor to fix it. I know this from a fact. And the people that insured the building was the Port Authority of New York through the Greenspan. And the Blackstone Group insured them, and they got more than double the money because of the multiple towers being hit. And they reused that money to build the Aria Complex in Las Vegas. The Aria Complex in Vegas was built with 9/11 money. People don't know that, do they?
No, I guess not.
Yeah.
But it is true. See, they had found that the World Trade Center towers could be torn down by a heavy enough wind. But they were put together wrongly.
Yeah, well, actually, I know from my actual analysis of the data that I've got, they could withstand an earthquake, would knock every other building down in New York, and it wouldn't knock the towers down. So the construction was built in such a way that was virtually, even if high-impact aircraft of the same kinetic force as the aircraft back in the 70s when it was built, would have not knocked the towers down. You know, the fact is the towers fell at freefall speed, which means basically floors literally disappeared because of concrete and steel. And remember, any paramagnetic material, including people, that's why you couldn't find an eyeball or piece of bone, because they're turned to an atomic vapor. They're immediately vaporized. Just like the towers over the top of the building on video, you can see them literally vaporized. People say, well, then why doesn't Donald Trump say it? Donald Trump gave some hints back in 2016 or before, even years ago, that he didn't believe the thesis about 9/11. I guarantee that Trump knows or is suspicious, but he doesn't want to come out and look like a nut. I mean, I don't mind looking like a nut because I want to present science, but the fact that they actually blocked me even doing radiation testing using proper labs like Geordie Labs here in America, and last was 3.5-4 years ago over in Tokyo, where they actually, the State Department talked to the lab and said, you're not even allowed to talk to Deagle. So people say, oh my, Deagle, you think you know more than the government? Yeah, I do. Do they want to contact me or come on my show and argue with Dr. Deagle, who's a background in nuclear physics and chemistry? Of course not. They don't want to be embarrassed of the fact that 9/11 was not put on by Osama bin Laden or by a bunch of Muslims, but done by our own devious and evil foundational agencies that even notified enough people not even to be in the building, including Odigo. We didn't have one employee in the building, and many others, including my wife's cousin, who wasn't in the building, she was an Amex trader, told not to be in the buildings. And so as a result, there are only around 3,000 dead rather than between 14,000 and 25,000. If everybody's in those towers and the mall between them, there would have been up to 25,000 dead rather than 3,000, right?
Well, it was shortly after 9, so a lot of people would have been there, yes.
Yeah.
The towers could hold, 10,000 each, I guess.
Right, then you have the mall between in Building 6 and 7, yeah.
Sure. And of course, I remember I used to visit a friend of mine who was in the what do they call it, commodities exchange business. He was on the 90th floor of one of the towers.
Right.
You'd get a fabulous view from up there.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, you have to understand where they have the one Liberty Tower now and the two monuments to the two fallen towers. They're in the exact position, start positions of the Belt of Orion and the Dragon Star, which is where the North Pole was pointing at ancient times, called the Red Star, called the primary star of the Draco Reptilians. People, oh no, who is that? I said, do you have to understand, our world leaders are led by druids, and the druids are basically indwelt by transdimensional aliens from another world that are demonic. People don't understand this. They think you're crazy, Deagle. I said, no, you know what? The Druidic Council of 13 runs Earth through the secret agencies. These, all of the intel agencies in the world, including Five Eyes, the British Five Eyes, you know, all of the secret agencies on the planet are occultic. They're not just like, oh, well, we're hiding stuff from the rest of the public. They're occultic secret agencies. That's why the Thule Society, T-H-U-L-E, was transplanted to America, became the OSS, and later the NSA and the CIA. The CIA and our agencies here in America are transplanted from an occultic society in Nazi Germany. People don't know that, do they?
That's what I was going to ask. The Thule Society is the one that Hitler's occultists...
Well, it was all occultists, okay? Exactly. But when you look at the Queen, I call her the chief reptile. You look at the British to run the United Nations. You look at the Russians. You look at every agency, including even Communist China. They may not even call it a religion. But every agency, every government on Earth is run by a secret order. Everyone. There's no such thing as not. And the same thing with medical schools, law schools, they're all occultic. Every single one.
So are they working together or against each other?
They're working against each other on a dialectic level, but on the higher levels, if you get into higher levels, they're all working for the same power, which is the Druidic Council of 13, including the Vatican, people set up the banks, the International Fed Rate, and everything. It's all run as a Luciferic, just like our government. Our government's set up with Luciferic oppositional powers. They talk about the idea it's a Christian country, not exactly, because the idea of a separation of powers between a judicial branch, a legislative branch, and the president is entirely Luciferic. Its oppositional powers are identical to King Nimrod of Babylon in the book of Genesis. And people have to understand this is not biblical or Christian. This is Luciferic and satanic. They don't get that, do they? Oppositional powers are not godly. They're Luciferic. They don't get it, do they?
You're going to leave people with the feeling that there isn't much they can do about it if it has that much power.
Oh, yeah, there is something they can do about it. The most powerful thing we can do about it is to pray and then become independent of it by realizing that you don't have independent protection of your power grid, self-protection, and food supplies. You better start prepping. You better start getting things like care bars, gold. You better start preparing for the fact that they do want a termination date for our modern society. You know, when you talk about people like Bernie Sanders Claus and Elizabeth Warren, these people are hinting at the fact they need to stop new reproductions and people don't have kids anymore. Look at OA, we call occasional cortex. I call her one with no cortex. You know, this bleepy-eyed lady who actually doesn't know anything and she acts like she's like a goddess, like she always knows everything and you better follow her or we're all going to die. And she blithers about everything. She doesn't even understand how plants grow. And yet, she'll tell you that if you don't listen to her, we're all going to die because we've got 10 years or whatever left before 2030, so we have to fix this all, or we're all dying. She doesn't understand anything, even the carbon oxygen cycle or international pollution or recycling or anything. Just
and
like most
fact,
of the left.
That was pointed out about her by the co-founder of Greenpeace, wasn't it?
Right. Patrick Moore. Patrick, and I'm going to try to get Patrick on the show because remember, I was a Greenpeace member. A founding member back almost 50 years ago. I was an oceanographer and one of the founding members of Greenpeace. I got really mad when they started spraying seal pups with red dye, and then, of course, the killer whales would go up and see them because they couldn't ever live by seeing them through the ice, and then they'd see them and pop them in the air like an hors d'oeuvre. But people don't understand what's really going on. The globalists and the bankers have taken over the environmental organizations. Look at, in my book, Abortion to Armageddon, I talk about the vice president under Bill Clinton tried to become president, and he wrote a book, what was it called again, his crazy book about the environment, if we don't follow him, and he has his own private jet. He's flying all over the dang place. What's his name? My name, I try to block it because he's so evil.
Well, while you're thinking of that, let me just add Money, Morality, and the Machine. I said we'd mention again how you can get it for free. You don't have to pay Jeff Bezos or Amazon 20 for it. You just dial a toll-free number. We'll pay for the postage and everything. It will not cost you a penny. The number is 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. 800-630-1492. You'll love it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Al Gore, that's the guy. Igor, I call him. In fact, I wrote in quite a big section of my book.
You mean the guy who just bought a house at sea level on the beach in California?
Right, for us, like $14 million or something.
As opposed to Barack Obama, who just bought his place right next to the ocean in Cape Cod, I guess. Or
yeah, these people are disgusting, okay? And Igor, I call him, has, I think, four of his children went to all these top universities because of the leftists especially are corrupting them through these top universities, so they maintain the power grid because they're in the dynasty. But all these people are corrupt. From Condoleezza Rice, even Osama bin Laden, his name was Tim Osman. He was a CIA operative. People don't know that. You know, and people don't get it. They don't understand even a lot of the so-called people in the media that you think are all really good guys. Some of them are actually, will talk conservative about some issues, but they don't kind of go all the way, just like Fox News. Fox News doesn't go far enough. That includes Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham, or even Hannity. They're all kiss butts. I guarantee you they would not have me on the show today or in the next few months raising issues about 9/11 because if they actually did a debris analysis, they'd find that 9/11 was an inside job, that the buildings were demolished, that it was part of a scheme, it was tied to a financial scheme that they had set up because when they untied the dollar with gold, they created a bubble economy which was ready to pop even back then 18 years ago. And, of course, it repopped in 2008, and they had a movie called The Big Short, and that movie tried to have a 4 or 5 minute kind of dialogue that, hey, oh, yeah, they fixed everything, people went to jail, and then said, nothing happened. The structural things in our economy are not fixed, and they're ready to pop again, only it's going to be much worse when it happens. It'll make the 1929 crash look like a garden party. And people don't get it. That's why they need to read your books. And, again, the phone number is
800-630-1492.
So 9/11 is a sacred Masonic numerological date. That's why that date, which is a number for Satan, was designated as the World Trade Center towers. And of course, they've now got one Liberty Tower that they put up, and it's actually in the star positions of the Belt of Orion and the Draco Reptilian star system. Actually, this is the basis for it because people have to understand. Evil is exoplanetary and extra-dimensional. People don't get that. They don't realize many of our leaders in our world are being avatared by trans-dimensional aliens inside their consciousness, otherwise known as possession. People say, oh, no, that hasn't happened. Look at Hillary Clinton. She's not a normal person. Look at Al Gore. Look at these people. They do one thing and do the exact opposite. Look at Bernie Sanders. The guy's now getting rich, and he gets really arrogant over the fact he wants us to all kind of like, you know, stop eating meat. And they're all using private jets. I think, you know, it's quite disgusting, isn't it? And, you know, you're right. We're moving back to another form of feudalism and global slavery to a cyber state. And 9/11 gave us a warning, you know, and if we don't listen out there and ask better questions, we're going to suffer. And we're still speaking now, and now 18 years after it, but I'm not hearing a response from government or even people calling in saying, Dr. Deal, can you prove that? Yes, I can. But will they let me? Well, we'll see. I'm going to try again to see if I can get the debris to a non-first and second world nation. Maybe Russia or China will actually do a spectral analysis using dual neutron spectroscopy. But guess what? The globalists are moving us quickly toward the New World Order. If you don't think it's happening, you're not paying attention. 9/11 was a benchmark of that, wasn't it?
It was indeed.
9/11 is a big warning. You're not heeding it out there.